10:19, it's the morning meeting on News Talk, 1400 KFRU. Simon Rose, Renee Hulsoff with you here on the programme. And this is going to be the last in what's been sort of an occasional series leading up to the 50th anniversary of the Heart of America Marathon, which is coming up on Labor Day. It's traditionally ranked in Runner's World's top 10 toughest non-mountainous marathons in the country. This year's special, as I said, because it's the 50th continuous running of the marathon, which makes it one of the oldest in the country. Famed runner and running author Hal Higdon is going to be in town. And I think he's actually planning on getting around the course, I think. But he's going to be autographing copies of his book at the pre-race banquet, which is at the New Hampton Inn and Suites, which is the night before, which will be next Sunday night. It's a pleasure to welcome to the program. We've heard from a number of gentlemen who've been involved in this race. Joe Duncan, the longtime race director and participant. Bill Clark, who started this madness back in 1960. Joe Schrader, who told us his story of winning the very first event back in 1960. The co-women's record holder for this course is Andrea Fisher, and she joins us now. She ran 2:54 and change on this course, along with Michelle McFadden in 1996. Andrea, how are you?
Just fine, thanks.
Thanks for coming by. We just found out that you and Renee are Hannibal Pirates, or former Hannibal Pirates, right?
Oh, yeah.
I could do some cheers and she could run races for us.
Well, you were both doing track. Renee let us in, though, Andrea, while you were doing track. Renee was sleeping on the cushions for the jumping.
Yeah,
events.
I was hanging out in the sunshine.
Yeah, us distance runners always had problems with that, too.
With lazy jumpers hanging out waiting for coach.
Now, Andrea, you ran track here too, right? At MU, is that right?
Yes, 1981 through 85.
So there are some parallels between you and Joe, our first winner, because he was a track athlete at the time in 1960. And, you know, the story went that the boxers said, oh, we're in better shape than these track guys and we'll prove it to you. Then, of course, the day of the challenge, the boxers didn't show up. It was one light lifter and three or four track guys that ended up trying to run to Fulton.
They hadn't been hit that many times in the head.
Not that many, evidently, at that particular point. I don't know what that says about the runners.
I don't know either.
When did you first find out about the marathon? Was it during your time in college here?
Well, I knew that it existed, and I have to admit that I had no inkling of the long, glorious history of the race. I'd assumed it kind of began in the 70s when there were a lot of runners around. And that year, 1996, I had, after college, I kind of stopped running and then got into doing triathlon, which is kind of a disease in itself.
It is an expensive one.
That's what I hear.
And, you know, the trend is to start in these shorter races and then keep getting into longer and longer ones that take up more and more of your life until you're finally a tri geek.
Yes.
But that was a year that in May, I had gone down to a race in Panama City, Florida, and qualified for the Ironman, mm-hmm. which was that October, late in October. And so I could kind of plan my summer around training for that. And I thought, well, what better thing could I do to train for the hot lava fields of Kona by running a marathon on Labor Day in 90 degree heat? And I thought, well, that would be kind of a good warm up.
Literally and warm up. Figuratively, yes.
So I thought, well, you know, it's the entry fee's low, so I could probably drop out if I really couldn't do it. And I could run to the start from where I lived and walk home from the finish. So how could you beat that? And I decided to do it. And that morning I towed up at the line and just started doing the race. And as I went along about 4 or 5 miles out, I ran into Michelle McFadden, mm-hmm. whom I knew just from other runner people around town. And I said, hey, Michelle, how are you? And she said, great. I said, do you know what you're trying to run today? And she said, well, I was going to try to run around 3 hours. And I said, yeah, I was going to try to run, see if I can make 7-minute pace. And that's pretty much the same thing. And I said, well, you're running pretty good pace here. Let's just run together for a while. And we did. It wasn't really anything we had planned ahead of mm-hmm. time, but it sure helped to have someone there running side by side the whole way.